The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
I'm a nurse and a certified OPTAVIA health coach, and I'm so excited to be here with you tonight. I need to excuse Dr. Joel Mashulam. He was unable to be on the call at the last minute, but I am grateful to be on tonight. And I've also got a friend, a client, and a coach with me, Michelle Christensen, and she's going to be sharing with us tonight. So I'm so excited that she's here. This call is for current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and it will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from a health professional right away. Keep in mind that I'll do my best to answer your questions tonight, but I also encourage you to contact your personal health care provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. So let's start tonight by hearing from a few of you who are on the line with us, and then I'm going to turn the time over to Michelle. She can share her wonderful story with us and some of the wonderful things that she's learning, especially recently. And then after that, we'll get right to the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, just hit *6 on your phone to unmute and then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far with our program. And then please *6 your phone again so we can keep the line as clear as possible. So here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Hey, Jan and Michelle. It's Linda in Prescott Valley, Arizona. How are you guys?
Hey, Linda. Welcome. It's a pleasure here.
My girls, I'm so excited you're both on tonight. So I've lost 75 pounds on our program, and it's so wonderful knowing that we have the tools to kind of get ourselves back on track, and I love it. I love our program.
Awesome. You know what? That's wonderful, Linda. Congratulations, and thanks so much for being on. And you know what? Every part of your journey helps you learn something new. So even if you've had a little struggle in keeping all of it off, that's okay because it helps you understand better what you're going through. And as you sink into the support of our program a little deeper, you'll find answers, and we just keep going and refining. It's like the laundry. We're never done, but we're just always improving.
That's exactly right.
Love it. So glad you're here. Who else is out there? Maybe it's just the three of us.
This is Denise.
Say hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi, this is Chad.
Okay, now we got two at once. Awesome. So let's have our gal. I think it's Denise, and then Chad, you come next. Okay, hold on. Denise, go ahead.
Thank you. So I'm from Long Beach, and I've been a health coach for 2 years. What I like even more than releasing 50 pounds is the mental and emotional growth I've been going through with on this journey for myself and with some of my clients. So I'm really thrilled about this entire business.
Oh, wonderful. That's exactly what we're focusing on tonight. So glad you're here, Denise. Thank you for sharing, and congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great. Chad, now, buddy, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Chad from West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. Jen is one of the greatest women in the world. Anyway, I've been on program now. I just had to get that in real quick. Sorry. I've been on program now for about 5 months.
Yep, and tell them your success.
And I have lost about 75 plus. I only say plus because I haven't been home in a while to really check a scale, but at least 75 plus. I've had a lot of success with it. My wife, we actually teamed together as coaching, but also truck driving, and she's down 47 plus. And we've had great success. We've learned a lot. We've had a good time.
Oh, you guys are amazing, and we love you, and we're so proud of you. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. We love you, too.
That's great. Awesome. Who else is out there?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, my name's Aubrey Dolly, and I happen to be, been on the plan for about, 4 months. Well, I lost 40 pounds in about 3 months, give or take, and I've maintained ever since. So I hit my goal in May, and I've maintained ever since. And I have the most awesome coach, so just love it. And I'm coaching now, and it's just great.
Oh, and I just have to say she's my daughter, and I'm so proud of her.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too. And that's her sweet little daughter and my granddaughter in the background. So love that.
I'm just in the other room.
That's awesome. Thank you. So inspiring. So great. Anybody else? One more?
This is Lisa in Houston, Texas.
Hey, Lisa.
And I am a newbie. I'm only in 2.5 weeks, and
great.
I've lost 9 pounds. So certainly very excited about that, and really, really excited to learn just every day. I just can't get enough information about this program, and so I'm here to learn more, and I'll be on the other 2 calls tonight as well.
Well, you are just on the right track, Lisa. You are not only just taking advantage of the nutritional part of this program, but you're really sinking into the healthy mind aspect of this program. And that is the focus tonight. So this is perfect that you led right into what we're doing. We're so glad you're on tonight, and congratulations, and just keep going. There's so many great things that you're going to experience with this. Awesome. So with that, I'm going to just go ahead and introduce my dear friend, Michelle Christensen. She and I have known each other for several years. We met she was a referral, basically, from one of the clients that I was working with. And I was able to meet her and serve as a health coach for her. And then she chose to become a coach. And so we've worked together in a couple of different ways. But she is so inspiring to me, and I just wanted her to come on and share her story tonight and see if something that she shares is inspirational for you as well. So, Michelle, are you there? *6, your phone, maybe you can. Are you there?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out this phone thing here.
No worries.
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm excited to share. It's been a fun journey.
Yes, it has, and I'm just so proud of you, and I would love for you to just take it. Go with it. Just tell them what you've experienced so far and what's going on with you.
Okay. Well, I started on program about 6.5 years ago, and I was able to drop 60 pounds, and I was able to get off all of my medications. I no longer had high blood pressure. I didn't need any sleeping pills any longer. I did not need any reflux medication any longer because I no longer had GERD. And the migraines that I had suffered from since I was a little girl went away from the very first week. And so I have been migraine-free now for 6.5 years, which feels like such a miracle to me. Because I had tried lots of medications and been tested for everything under the sun, brain tumors and and everything, just trying to figure out why I was having these. And I guess my blood sugar had never been balanced in my life, and that's what was causing the problem. Because as soon as I did, they went away.
Wow.
And
amazing.
Yeah, it really was an incredible thing to feel good for the first time in my, you know, adult life. I just had never felt good. So I lost that 60 pounds and got down to about a size 12, and I didn't get all the way to my goal, but I felt good, and I just kind of stayed in that spot for a really long time. And then after a year and a half of resisting coaching, I decided to start coaching, and I don't know why I resisted for so long, because it's just been the greatest thing ever. But I really started to plug into all the other components of our program, not just the nutrition. And, you know, the nutrition helped me get healthy, and I'm so, so grateful for that. But the other components are what helped me have a healthy mind and a healthy mindset going forward. And that really takes some work, and it takes some commitment. And plugging into the weekly calls that we have, and busting open your books and going through those, and being active on our client support pages, and keeping in touch with my coach, and having that association with the other coaches, and taking advantage of all the personal development that we have as coaches, has really changed everything about my life, not just my weight or my size, and not just my physical health, but it's changed everything. And I know that you can attest to this, Jan, that I was fairly negative when I first decided to coach. I just had this whole long list of stuff I was not willing to do. And over time, you know, that list just got whittled down to, you know, nothing, because I care now about sharing what I have, and that trumps everything. You know, being able to change other people's lives and give them a gift is what matters. My fears and the things that hold me back are just so secondary. And when you focus on other people, your fears go away, because it doesn't matter about you anymore. It matters about them. And that's what's really changed for me so much over the last few years.
Oh my gosh, so true. And you've just blossomed so much, and been such an effective coach. And also, you've really just dove in recently on the journey the rest of the way. And can you share mm-hmm. how many pounds you've lost just in the last
year? Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but you know, you've been on plan before, and you know how it works. You know it's going to work for you, and you also know that you can start again tomorrow because you know it works. So I tried to get back on plan many, many times, and for whatever reason, I would self-sabotage or something, or it just wasn't important enough to me to stay on plan, and I just could never get to my goal. And so I've recently discovered some things that would help me for my healthy mind be able to make that decision and really stick with it. And so now I'm in the last month down 13 pounds. So I, you know, now I'm on my way to getting to my real goal, which is my optimal health and what's the very best place for me to be for the rest of my life and not have any extra weight on my knees and, you know, things like that. So, and as I get older, you know, that really matters to me. I'm 53 now, and I, you know, I start to feel the age things creep in and little aches and pains that didn't used to be there. So I really want to be at my optimal weight, and being able to have control over that limbic part of my brain and be able to tell it, look, you know what, I'm the one who's in control here, not you. And I know that all you want to do is binge and eat stuff that isn't healthy, but we've got some goals here, and I'm in charge, and I'm going to get us there. And be able to just kind of shut that part down and, you know, treat it like, you know, an obnoxious little voice in my head that needs to be shut down. So that's been really effective for me lately.
Oh, that's so good. And I think the key that you said there is that you made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You made the decision. And I love this quote that I heard recently. Life is a series of decisions either made by you or made for you. And the evidence of decisions are the evidence of decisions that we make are the actions that we are taking every day. It shows what decision we have made. So if you've made that decision to create optimal health for yourself, now you're taking the actions that support that decision. It's structural dynamics or structural tension, and that's in chapter 4 of your Habits of Health book. So this principle is right there in our training, in our Habits of Health book and in the Living a Longer, Healthier Life book. But the strength is in the decision, and that's what you've done, Michelle. You made that choice, and you're rocking it. I'm so proud of you.
No, thank you. Yeah, we really do have the structure that supports our decisions. And so really, we just have to have that decision be something that is firm. You know, how bad do you want it? And then we have the structure to support our decision and help us get there. It really can be very simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be this thing that we fight all the time. And that's been a new thing for me lately. I don't have to fight with it. I decided, and that's that.
Ah, love it. You are awesome. Thank you so much for being on with me tonight, sharing that. I just think somebody out there might need to hear that. Yeah. Welcome.
Yes.
Hang on in case anybody else wants to ask a question to you.
Oh, but sure.
We're just going to open it up now for anyone who has a question. If you'd like to star 6 your phone and ask, and I will do my best to answer, or if you'd like to ask Michelle a question, she'd be happy to as well. Anybody have a question out there? And it doesn't
It's Linda again. I just wanted to say to Michelle, Jan knows this, Michelle, that is exactly what I needed to hear tonight. Because I struggle with the same thing. And like I mentioned in the beginning, I've gone up a smidge and I go down a smidge, but I've gone up a little bigger of a smidge than I'd like to admit to right now. and I really need to make that decision and take control, because I've really struggled with that. So I appreciate you getting on and talking to us about that. Thank you, dear.
Oh, you're welcome. And I've struggled too. Oh, you know, the last year, for some reason, has just been harder for me. I maintained that loss just harder. So Jan mentioned this in the beginning, all the struggles that we have help us be more compassionate toward other people, and our struggles can help somebody else. So I'm super happy to just be raw and real and tell you how it is and then share what works. You know, for me. So,
I appreciate that. I can hopefully do that with my clients as well when the time comes.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm coaching, but when I have coaches,
you will.
In that position, because it's hard. And I'm like you, you know, I did great. And then the past, I don't know, maybe 6 months, not, I don't think quite as long as a year, but maybe, you know, just fighting a few extra pounds. But then in the last couple of months, really went up more than I really wanted to. So, and I lost control. Of the mental part. So yeah, it's encouraging to hear. I was just amazed to hear how much you've lost in the last month. Dang, girl.
Yeah, it's pretty really fun to be on that side of it.
Our minds are a powerful, powerful thing. And when we do, like Michelle said, just flat out take control, make that decision, and shut those voices down. Shut that nonsense out. You know, that's just what she's done. And it's been amazing to watch. It's really been awesome. Sweet.
So cool.
Sweet. Okay, who else has either a question or, you know, how about a win of the week? If you've had something awesome happen this last week, or you've learned something new that you'd like to share with everybody, just do that. That'd be awesome too.
Hey, Jan, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I sure can.
This is Jay Craighead. How are you this evening?
So good, Jay. Thanks for being on with us.
I just wanted to tell you thank you, both of you and Michelle. And I have to stay connected to the community when I start drifting away and kind of have to do the four components. I sometimes start veering off, and, of course, you know you're always there to help me. But anyway, thank you all for everything tonight. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jay, so much. Yeah, those four components are so valuable, and each one of them is equally important. So, like, the coach is one of them. The Habits of Help System, which are Dr. A's books, are the other one. And then you've got the community, the being on calls like tonight, the webinars, the nutrition support, the Facebook groups. All of that extra connection is so important. And then lastly are the fueling systems. Each one of those areas are so vital to your success. And if you, for those of you who are clients, if you give equal importance to those four things, your success is so much more likely to be long lasting. Looks like
Hi,
we got a little bit of feedback. Let's do a *6 if you've had your line unmuted, maybe just *6, and then we'll make sure we got the line clear. Awesome. Okay, yeah. Who asked if we could hear?
Hi, this is Elizabeth. I'm a
Hi,
coach.
Elizabeth.
I've been coach for, I started program in July of 2007, and I started coaching right after that. Lost 210 pounds, but did not go all the way to my goal weight. So my story is a little bit similar, except with bigger numbers and longer time periods than Linda, but it was... I maintained 180 pounds of that loss, and now I have, because of some other things that are going on, and I've sort of revitalized my coaching, I have chosen to go back on program, and it definitely was a choice. And I have to be honest, once I made the decision and once I set the date, I mean, I reached out to my mentors, my business mentors and health coaches, and getting coaching. But once I made the decision, I just got very excited about it, you know, and made a real commitment to myself that I was going to do exactly what I did in the beginning, which was just absolutely straight as an arrow, no variations, as written program. And so I have 125 pounds more to lose, but I started Monday and I'm doing great.
Awesome. I remember you, Elizabeth. You are such a cutie. I remember because I came in 2010.
Yeah.
So I was just a couple years behind you. So I remember you, and I'm so excited for you. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. She made the decision, and she's flat out just going for it. Good job.
Doing it.
So good.
Thanks.
You'll do great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the support. It really does make such a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. And thank you for being on tonight. That shows where you're headed. You're immersing yourself in all of the areas, all the components. That's so good. So good.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Amy. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, Amy. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. And you know what? I figured out how to unmute. I was on last week and I was like, how do I unmute? But now I know. So I'm a new coach since February. Just really love, truly, like what everyone's saying, is it's the community. And after I went to convention, I jumped all in because the integrity of the brand, of leadership, and all of my fellow coaches, colleagues, you guys are awesome. So thank you for all that you do in helping me move forward. And this question is a general one from a new client, and I'm sure you have an answer or someone can help me understand how to respond. And it has to do with soy. And I did download the document in the library, you know, the 13-page document that shares all about soy and, you know, all the other areas. But, you know, the concern is like, you know, have you heard about the soy? You know, I know it's an issue. So how, in a way that I can respond outside of just sending them the document, you know, what's a way to position it, you know, the way that we should as health coaches?
Okay, great question, Amy, and thank you for being on. And we're so glad you're here as a coach. It's wonderful that you're just totally getting into the community and just going forward with us. So thank you for being here. Well, first of all, I think you did a great job by reviewing through the soy information that we have available. And another resource that you could do is one of the recorded playbacks from Habits of Health webinar is Dr. Delia Garcia. She is one of our wonderful health coaches. She is also an oncologist. And she has so much knowledge regarding soy, especially where it has to do with people concerned about soy and cancer or breast cancer or whatever. And she just did a beautiful job on a Habits of Health webinar. She's done it a couple of times, and she's also done it here in the client support calls. And if you have trouble finding a recording of that, please just message me because I can help you get the link for that. But you could send that over to her, to your client, her or him, and just that will really help them understand from a medical standpoint what is correct about soy, the latest in the studies, all of that. She stays very current on all of the information that has to do with it, whether it's a healthy protein, plant-based protein, or if what the concerns are, how to help people understand better and educate them. So that would be something I would really recommend. But soy is a very good source of plant-based protein. It is not anything that causes cancer. It is something that, if used correctly, is very healthy. And we use it in very healthy ways with our program. And so there's no concern about it causing any health issues. You know, we wouldn't have it be part of our program if it did. Some people do have legitimate allergies to it, just like they do to whey or they do to pea protein or anything else. So, you know, it's nothing to be feared, but just I think the fact that you're educating yourself about it and then you can help educate others is so very good.
Great. Thank you. And can you repeat the name of the oncologist so I can look it up in the back office?
Yes, it's Delia, Dr. Delia, D-E-L-I-A, Garcia, uh-huh. G-A-R-C-I-A. And again, if you can't find it, you could probably call into Nutrition Support and they could locate it for you. Or you could private message me, Jan Paxman, and I would be happy to send you the link as well.
Great, Jen. And just a general comment, which it's from a personal perspective, you know, I'm my background heritage is, you know, I'm Japanese. So I grew up with soy and, you know, my entire life. And so coming on as a coach was very, I was like, I had no idea because I didn't really think about it, that there was this issue with soy. And in my mind, I was like, okay, I've lived this long.
Yes.
In multiple ways, and it's never, you know, so at a worst case scenario, my thought was like, okay, from a testimonial, I can say, you know, if anything benefited me to, you know, have and really love soy as a protein, and, you know, I enjoy it. So, but thank you from a medical perspective helps me, again, continue to, you know, the integrity of our brand and who we are, what we provide is high, and I want to be able to educate myself so then I can communicate that clearly as well as know it for myself. So thank you so much.
Yeah, that's perfect, Amy. Thank you so much for reaching out and thanks for your comment. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Dr. Delia Garcia, she cites several studies of how soy protein has been shown to be very, very healthy and effective in actually preventing cancers and preventing recurrence. And so, you know, the cultures that have used it are a testimony to that because they are generally very, very healthy people. And so you're one of them. So thank you so much for sharing that. Wonderful. Okay, so we have time for one more really short question.
Dan?
Yeah.
Hi, Dan. This is Tina Bruff.
Hi, Tina.
Hi there. we have a potential client that has Hashimoto's. You familiar with that?
Yes.
It has to do with thyroid. And
yes.
She also has like a grain sensitivity. And support, nutrition support told me that with it, everything having corn, she probably couldn't do the plan that the diet or, you know, the plan in chapter 10 of Dr. A's book would probably do her some good.
Mm-hmm.
That sound good? Sound right to you or anything that you could add? I think I'm going to get her on board with the hydration.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Does she have a full-on allergy to corn or grain in particular, or is it just a sensitivity? And what you want to find out from her what exactly happens when she has this problem?
Like she'll get a stomach ache from wheat bread. She said, you know, corn comes out the same way it goes in, and I'm like, everybody has that.
Well, you know, if it's a sensitivity to wheat or gluten, we do have all the gluten-free options that she could use just in case. That would help to keep her in a place where she's not directly eating gluten, and that might help her.
Now, she did say that she needs to stay away from gluten as well.
Yeah, so what I would do is just for the Hashimoto's, the most important thing is that she needs to take her medication right when she wakes up in the morning and then wait for a good solid hour and then eat her first fueling after 1 hour. And that gives her body a good opportunity to absorb that medication and then eat, because food oftentimes will interfere with the absorption of the medication where thyroid is concerned. So that's
right.
A tick. And then just have her using the gluten-free fuelings, and I think that would really help her. And again, our program is so awesome that even if she tries it and she finds that she's not able to use it, she can return everything in the first 30 days and receive a full refund. So there's really no risk involved for her.
Okay. Would she have to pay the shipping on that if that was the case?
She would probably have to pay to ship it back, but then they would reimburse her for everything. Even if she's used several of the fuelings, it doesn't matter. They would reimburse her for everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All righty.
Awesome.
Well, I'll be talking to her again tomorrow. So very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tina. Thank you.
All righty.
Hey, guys. Good night. Thank you. Okay, we better wrap it up because the Habits of Health webinar is starting right now. And so you'll really want to jump over to that. It's going to be at, if you have Zoom, it's an app downloaded to your phone. Or if you have it on your computer, just go to your Zoom app. And the ID meeting number for that webinar is 113-312-513. And I'll repeat that again. 113-312-513. That's going to be fantastic. And the playback of tonight's call here will be available within 48 hours, and it will be on our OptiVia website. And remember, too, if you didn't get any your question answered or if you have questions between support calls, please first connect with your coach. And then for additional help, you can email nutritionsupport@optivia.com. And again, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. And just remember our call, this call happens every week on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And then the webinar is following just right after. So I'm so excited that you were here tonight. The fact that you were here shows that you are investing in your health and in the healthy mind aspect of your healthy journey. So grateful to Michelle for her time tonight and sharing her awesome story and what's making an impact for her. Appreciate that so much. And thanks to all of you for being on with us. Have a great night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptiVia coaches or clients of OptiVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.